Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask you to take a copy of your bulletin and turn it over where the psalm is written, the psalm for devotions this week. And I'm going to be preaching on the psalm today, so you got to hear it. Okay? So let me read it. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory to God in the highest. That I added that part. That's in the Psalms, though. So why would a pastor preach on the Psalm when you got all these great texts on the Sunday after Ascension? Well, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And the Lord is going to come back with the sound of a trumpet. But he gives us this picture of God as our King. And as Americans, you think, kings, okay, all right, I guess there's a royal wedding coming up. And if you want to stay up late at night, you can watch that. But we don't have kings in this country. In fact, this whole country got started with a revolution against a king. So why should we care about an ascended king? And by the way, we talk about the ascension in the Creed. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, which you heard Tom reading about earlier. And we feel like he's left us. He's ascended and went away to his throne on high, and he's going to come back again someday. But, you know, what does all that mean? And isn't it kind of, I kind of wish you were here with me. Well, our King Jesus, our ascended King, is unlike kings of this earth. He doesn't get into wars over land and pride and riches. And he doesn't seek power over people to just have power over more and more people. He's got what he needs in terms of power. And he doesn't conscript us into his army to do his bidding. Ours is a different king. Ours is a king who comes in a different way. Our ascended king shows his power in a different way. Our ascended King, Jesus, first comes to serve us, not so that we serve him. Well, we do serve him, you could say. Yes, we do serve him. We serve him out of gratitude, thanks for what he's done, and as he fills us with his love, to show that to others. That's how we serve him. But we have an ascended king who comes to serve us. And then he goes to the right hand of the Father. He ascends to the right hand of the Father to continue serving us, providing us with protection, life, health, and forgiveness. What I want to talk to you today is about the presence of our ascended king. See, he's not distant. He's not away, ascended, and he's going to come back. Yes, he is, but he's also here today. Where is the presence of the Lord to be found? It's to be found in his word, which you heard today, and in his sacrament, the body and blood of Christ here in the sacrament of the altar. But when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," in the Lord's Prayer, what do we mean? We mean, yes, come back, Lord, as you left, just as the angels were saying, as Tom read earlier, he's going to come back the way you saw him go. That's his king of glory, his kingdom of glory, that's coming. What about right now? For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Where is that power today? How does God exercise his power today, and where is it? Where is Jesus? Where is Christ? He exercises his power very differently from a human king. He exercises his power by going to the cross, by going to the grave, by being raised up again for the forgiveness of your sins. Power through forgiveness. Not power through force of arms and shields, as the psalm says, but power through forgiveness. His authority, he says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." That's what he says in Matthew before he ascends. And he says, "I'm giving that authority to you, my disciples, my church." Power and authority to do what? To forgive. To forgive sins. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Thank the Lord that he forgives us way more than we forgive others. But every time you forgive someone, you should remember that that's an assurance that you are forgiven. Years ago, when I was living as a young kid in Alpena, Michigan, you know, and back in the days when there were like three channels, there was a TV show called Mission Impossible. Anybody remember that? That's at least a couple here, okay. Mission Impossible. And you remember the beginning? It starts with like there's a, not a wick, but a fuse, right? Like there's a bomb going off, and you see this. Remember that? There's a limited amount of time. There's a limited amount of time for us before Christ comes back. Remember that? Okay. But there was, it opens with, I think the guy's name was Mr. Phelps. Is that right? Mr. Phelps. And he always gets this little tape, and it comes in some fancy way. And the secret tape, he pops it in, and it's about his mission. "Your mission, Mr. Phelps, if you decide to accept it, is blah, 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 blah." And then what happens? This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds, right? Now, I'm not going to self-destruct in five. Well, the sermon might self-destruct in 5 seconds. I don't know. If you're not following me, just give me a break, okay? Okay. What does this have to do with an ascended king? What does this have to do with Mother's Day? All right. Our Lord says, just as he's about to ascend, he says, he breathes on us, gives us the Holy Spirit. He says to his disciples, "Go." He says, "Your mission, should you decide to accept it, disciples. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, Holy Cross. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, Mr. Nickel. Put your name here. Is this. That repentance and forgiveness should be preached to all nations in my name, in Jesus' name. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, this week, today maybe, is to show forgiveness. Can you do that? With the help of God, you can. That's the authority that He gives you to actually forgive sins. To forgive sins here on earth just as they are forgiven in heaven. You're declaring what God has ordained in heaven. Forgiveness of sins to all who repent. And as a church, sometimes we have to withhold forgiveness from people who do not repent. Okay. But how many times do we need to show forgiveness in our lives? That's the kingdom of God on earth, living through you, the body of Christ, forgiving, actually forgiving sins. Can you do that this week? Maybe today? Mother's Day, if you haven't honored your mother and father, moms forgive a lot. Maybe if your parents haven't been the greatest parents, maybe you need to forgive that. And these are hard things. Because we have certain expectations. I'll tell you one thing. Those of you who've ever seen social media, if you look at it today, there's going to be all kinds of social media about how great my mom is. And you think, well, my mom isn't quite that great. My mom is, but at least tell her that I said that, okay? Or you think, gosh, I haven't been that great a son. And sure, I don't have the same relationship I see. It seems like everybody has on social media because that's what they publish, right? I mean, who reads blogs about how bad their mom is or how bad their life is, okay? That's not social media. It's not real. Just like Mission Impossible wasn't real. It was a TV show. Brothers and sisters in Christ, life is real. Okay? You know what real life is. I don't have to describe it to you. Real life is messy. Read the Bible. It's messy. The stories in the Bible are not stories about perfect families. They're not. They're real people. People who suffered. People who made mistakes and sinned. And that's what we do too. That's why our Lord came. That's why He came to forgive us. To suffer with us. And suffer for us. On our behalf, for the forgiveness of our sins. That's what you get to share. That's the power of our ascended King. That's what your mission is this week. God be with you and bless you. And shout for joy. Clap your hands. Rejoice. It's a great mission. It's a wonderful mission. We've got a great ascended Lord who's done all of this for us. In Jesus' name, amen.